Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight, and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything. I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? The Gospel of the Lord.
We pick up from last Sunday's reading in Genesis with Abraham speaking to the men, the presence of the Lord, as they prepare to go to Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham is concerned because Sodom is where his nephew Lot is living. And thus we have one of the most peculiar prayers in Scripture. Negotiations for the fate of those cities. Negotiations which seemingly are completely successful. And yet, which are in the end entirely futile. For the men arrive at Sodom, where Lot takes them into his house, where the men of Sodom try and fail to break in for the express purpose of raping the divine guests. Lot and his family are made to flee, and the two cities are made the fire and brimstone standard of the Lord's wrath, becoming watchwords through both Scripture, both of wanton and willful immorality, and of divine retribution. Now, Abraham's deal-making with God is not listed among the 7 types of prayer which our church commends to us. We are most familiar with petition, that is, asking God to do things for us, and intercession, asking him to do things for others. And I suppose that Abraham's bargaining could be classified as some form of the latter. We participate in other prayers on a Sunday, even if we do not name them as such. Adoration, that is, worship, praise, thanksgiving, oblation, which is to say making offerings, and penitence. All are elements found in our liturgy. And they too are all ways of praying, but as a rule, the church does not encourage attempting to cut deals with the Lord God. And in reading on the subject, I am inclined to agree that it is unwise. So as to how we should pray, well, first, Jesus gives us the example of the Lord's Prayer, as related in Luke, rather than the more familiar version from Matthew. But it is set in a different context in this gospel. For in Matthew, it is delivered as part of the Sermon on the Mount, in the center of a longer passage on praying in general. Luke, however, relates it very briefly and then follows it with a parable on the efficacy of praying. The Father, he says, will hear us and give us what is good. An egg, not a scorpion. A fish, not a snake. And not because we merit it. Indeed, Jesus says, if a man will give another what he asks simply to get rid of his persistent begging, how more so will the Father grant us out of love? It is a statement to justify faith, a statement of hope. but it is also one of the hardest statements of the gospel, because so often it seems that nothing is forthcoming, not even no. Now, in Matthew, we are told not to make a public spectacle of our praying, and several other commands besides. But even those are not enough to account for the many times we sit on our beds and beg and plead with the Lord and receive a silence that is not even stony, but only empty. Over the years, many have tried to explain this to provide reassurance and even to deny that it represents any scandal. I will do no such thing but return to the oaks at Mamre. Abraham's prayer is answered, oh yes, more immediately and personally than any of us have a right to expect. And then the Lord God does not go back on his word, and yet the men arrive at Sodom and are accosted, and they all but drag Lot and his family out of the city. The divine wrath rains down, and Sodom is no more. For all the fashionable universalism of our day, the warning is always there that we must show our faith through our works to be truly faithful, as James writes. Else, there is the fate of Sodom and of the tares harvested with the wheat. But one last look at the parable. A man goes to his neighbor, and his neighbor grants his prayer. And is it not so with us? God's purpose is not carried out only in miracles. We ourselves are his hands, as St. Teresa wrote, and we are the answers to the prayers of others. If the poor are to get their daily bread, then it is we who are well endowed who must provide it. They must not be forced to rely on manna from heaven. It is we who can comfort and can heal and nourish. It is we who can refrain from wrath and contempt and treachery. It is our sin that is the cause of many of the world's ills. Indeed, from the teaching of Genesis 3, we are responsible for all of it. But as we repent and refrain from sinning, we are also advancing the kingdom so that your will be done can be realized in our daily lives. We are not always answered as we please. We do not always hear the answer. And yet we are reassured there is an answer if we would but talk to God, the God who knows our needs before we ask and what in our blindness we cannot ask, the God who speaks and the God who listens. Therefore, I ask of you, pray without ceasing to the Father who sees all and hears all and loves all, through his Son, Jesus Christ, in the power of the Spirit. Amen.